It's Big JD's grandma.
And Big JD's mom.
And Big JD. It's time for the Jabbercast. Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Talk radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything with a new topic every week. From the awesome candy you ate as a kid and sibling rivalry to public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast podcast. Talk radio on the go. Listen when you want and where you want. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.
Hello and welcome to the Jabbercast.
I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
How are we doing today, Big JD?
Doing okay.
That's good. We've been just listening to some random recordings of stuff that you've been playing with. You just having fun playing with some software, or it seems like...
The recordings that we heard were just our regular GarageBand stuff with just some rehearsals from the JDBC. But then there's the Sonoma 4-track thing for the iPhone, what we're going to talk about later.
Okay.
So
that's actual JDBC tunes that are on the CD?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
That's when the drummer can't make it. The bass player and I do acoustic versions.
Okay.
And it still helps me get everything down.
It's a different version of those tunes that give it a different dynamic.
A whole different flavor, yeah.
It's definitely
different, but we try and do, keep things the same throughout, you know what I mean? How many times everything goes and all that stuff.
It's just
a little different.
Practice acoustic, arrangements.
Yeah. I think I'm going to work something out with a drum machine so that we have just basic beats for the same tunes so that we can practice without them when we need to and still do it like all electric.
So what's wrong with the drummer? How come the drummer can't make it?
Well, he's in school and all that stuff and it's harder.
Drummers, eh? They're just so unreliable.
But it's not a big deal.
Just kidding, Paul.
I told everybody in the beginning, everybody's busy and got other stuff, so this is like a secondary project right now till something comes of it.
And what would be the highest thing that you could possibly think of that would come?
A record deal.
A record deal. Do you know we don't make records these days?
Yeah. We break them.
Actually, they're making a lot of vinyl lately. What am I saying?
Vinyl sounds better than anything else.
As long as you got something good to listen to it on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We went and saw Bachman Cummings on Friday, and Booker T was there.
Okay.
And he just
with the MGs?
No, he had a pretty nice band.
He had a nice band.
Decent band. He had Mark Ford on guitar, who was one of the Black Crows. I was going to say Counting Crows. No, he was one of the Black Crows. And this awesome drummer, Darian Gray. But anyway, the point was he had this is a song off my new album, and he actually held up the album.
Oh, held up the record.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's funny.
I thought it was.
He should have threw it out after.
He did.
Oh, did he? Okay,
He didn't throw it. He handed it to somebody. Okay. Just went over to the end of the stage and actually gave it away.
Cool.
And dude gave it back to him and said, I don't got a record player.
I don't want
this
that.
This is 1969.
Yeah.
So albums, that's what you hope to
I was just gonna say put the time on there so we can keep track.
Okay.
Yeah, albums are a thing of the past, I guess, pretty much, but I think it's like for nostalgic purposes that some people like to put them out, but I think it gets full circle and things come back, you know what I mean? And vinyl is like probably one of those things that, I mean, it's not going to come back like it was, but it'll be back maybe to some degree, you know what I mean? People be into vinyl because it's nostalgic and cool now, you know what I mean?
Something's going to come of it. I mean, when a lot of bands are, like someone like Booker T, how many people are buying Booker T albums?
I don't know, how many?
Exactly. And they pressed X amount. There's got to be a minimum, 500, 1,000.
And I would think a record costs a lot more to make, especially nowadays, than a CD, you know?
I don't know. That's a good question.
I'm sure. Take it up on the music show.
On the music production show. So what have you been up to this week yourself?
This week?
Yeah.
Well, mom's in town, so I've been spending time with mom. And what else? You said.
No, I was going to say.
The iPhone?
Yeah, I was going to say.
Got an iPhone, yeah. I've been kind of busy on the iPhone, but I haven't really got into, how everything works on the iPhone yet. It's kind of a new thing for me.
Because you're trying to get your texting to work.
I come, yeah. have an issue with the texting, and they're going to swap it. So that's another reason I didn't, you know, I don't know. I just haven't bothered. I don't really have anything on it. I got our podcast and stuff on it, and I don't think, I think I put a little bit of music on it. No videos yet or nothing, but.
Right. It's too bad that you're going to have to swap it.
That's okay, though.
It isn't your own yet.
Yeah, not exactly. And plus, I had bought the covers for it, and I told the dude, I said, you know, I bought $20. I bought these two covers, one for Lana's, one for mine, right? Those ones that you put on the front.
What?
And I said, now this thing goes to waste. I just paid $20 for him. He goes, oh, don't worry, I'll give you another one. Because I bought a package of two of the clear fronts.
Oh, the films.
The film, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I said, I want another one of these.
You of course. And that is one of the biggest ripoffs that there is, I'd have to think. Like, how much is that stuff to Big JD's playing with the kitty? We have a kitten in our house. Well, he just came in from the garage, but...
Just now? Like, just now?
Just now, okay. Yeah.
Someone that's where he stays, for the most part?
Overnight, for the most part. And he's outside, and that's Kim's buddy. Happiness is his name.
Is it? Happiness?
Happiness.
You call him Happy for short? You're Happy. Happy. He's got a piece of... Hi, Happy. Whisker. Some garage stuff on his whiskers.
Well, there was three of them that were dropped off at our house.
Yeah.
Peace, Love, and Happiness was the name that they were given. The other two left and were...
Peace and Love are gone from this house.
There's no peace in this house. Yes. So anyway, what were we talking about? Your phone that you have to swap out.
Yeah. The phone I got to swap out, yeah. That's no big deal, though. I don't mind. It's all for the best and... you know, sometime this week, so that's cool. I don't even care how long. He said, don't worry about the 15-day, 30-minute talk time thing. He said, I'm just going to swap it, so it doesn't matter. Because I asked him, I said, well, what if it does take you 2 weeks to find me another one or whatever? You know, because you can't find them anywhere.
Yeah, they're in short supply here in Canada.
And so I said, what happens if, you know, you go past it? He said, don't worry about it.
And
so I'm holding them to it.
Where is this? The little kiosk?
Fido kiosk in the mall, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Demon Shire.
It isn't the wireless.
No, wireless world or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Wireless Wave, it's called, actually.
Yeah. Wave, that's it. It's the wave of wireless. Cool, so you're digging it.
Yeah, it's awesome, man. It's so awesome.
I'm glad you have one.
Very cool. 6 gig data plan. I say data, you say data?
Sure.
But, yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I've used, like, over 5 gigs already.
No, you have not.
No.
There's no way to do it.
What's the highest you got to, did you say? With tethering, or you don't know?
No, I don't know with tethering.
Okay.
I'm going to get this bill. I'm going to find out. But then, even then, that's not a real world.
But before you said, what, 2 gigs maybe?
Three gigs? I've never hit 2 gigs.
Oh, yeah? And you use it a lot, probably on the net and everything, everywhere?
I'm on the net all the time, yeah.
At work?
At work. That's the whole thing.
That is the whole thing to your employer. He's on the net all day at work.
But they can't monitor my net usage.
That's right.
I was going to say, but I haven't been at work 4 weeks in a row. A whole billing cycle.
Oh, I thought you haven't been at work, you said. 4 weeks in a row.
Right, I haven't.
Oh, you haven't?
Because we've been laid off and vacation and shut down and all that.
Must be nice, man. I don't know about you guys in that auto industry.
Shut up. It's the only industry you know.
You guys do nothing. More money than anybody in the city. I don't get it.
No, not now we don't. We got jilted.
Yeah.
Well, Ford's is still up in the air. They still haven't renegotiated their contract yet.
And it won't be till then that things take effect? Is that how that's going to work? Or
no, Ford's wants, they're starting I think the beginning of September to negotiate or renegotiate the contract to reflect
contract. Another, is this contract year? September?
Is
that gone?
Totally irrelevant.
Is it?
It's contract year. This is like the fourth time we renegotiated our contract.
Okay. Well, yeah.
Since last September.
Yeah, just because of all this. But is this a contract year?
No.
Okay.
It is not.
What else is going on around here?
Around here.
Oh, you went and saw another. Did you go see Chickenfoot?
Yeah.
Yeah. How was that? That'd be pretty neat, eh?
Rocked our faces
off. Wow. Sammy Hagar.
Sammy Hagar, Joe Satriani, Chad Smith, and Michael Anthony.
Very cool.
At the Fillmore.
Yeah.
Small little venue.
And where exactly is the Fillmore?
It's the Old State Theater.
Okay.
Which is right next to the Fox. Last night.
I was never at the State, I don't think. Masonic downtown.
Right.
And Fisher.
Yeah.
And I think that's it down to, and around Detroit.
That you guys played at? Is that what you're saying? Or?
No. I didn't play at those. We played at like Ritz, Harpo's, Blondie's.
Oh yeah,
Falcon,
clubs.
Token, all that junk.
Junk.
Fox, Pontiac Silverdome. You know those little places.
Right. Actually, last night there was a game going on at Comerica Park,
right
across the street.
Mm-hmm.
And Jamie Foxx was at the Fox Theater.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty neat for him. And he probably chose that. It must have been busy down there.
Ugh, it was insane. It was crazy. The parking was like...
And you actually left pretty early, didn't you? Did you know all that was going on?
No, we had no clue.
You left pretty early, though.
Oh, yeah. We went shopping, Target and
Which Myers. Area? Did you go to down 75?
Went up Target 75 to...
Down or up?
Up.
Oh, up.
14-mile area okay. there, yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking downriver, like... Gibraltar
no.
area.
No,
Eureka
no.
Road.
Who went up? Went up north.
No Guitar Center?
No Guitar Center. Kim's not a Guitar Center.
No?
No.
19th is when my thing's supposed to come in, so I'm hoping to go. I'll go pick it up so we can
all
go.
Right. Sure.
My bass player wants to go too. He's getting another bass, actually, but I think he's getting it from, oh, he's getting it from Guitar Center, another Warwick.
Warwick bass.
He plays.
Those aren't cheap.
No.
But it's the good stuff.
Yeah.
It's like going to buy a Les Paul.
He's getting a new head too. A new head and another second Warlock bass. Five string.
Same brain?
Yeah, head? Same brain, new head.
Brain and head. What kind of head does he play?
Right now he's got a PV.
Okay. And but what's he looking to get?
He probably told me too and I forget. I'm not sure. But he's got something in mind. I'm not sure if he's getting that there too, but he's getting the bass there. Five
not
string.
Not like Warlock. An Ampeg or something.
Might be an Ampeg. I'm not sure.
SVT.
He's got a 2,000-watt cabinet.
Is that all?
That thing cranks, man.
No kidding.
I never told you the story about how we got him. We had our original bass player. We had only one rehearsal with him before he decided he couldn't do this because of other commitments and everything, and it was just too much. But so we were jamming in a garage. You know, it was early on a Sunday, I think, or something like that. And next door, in the house next door, we heard bass just cranked, like full blast. And between every song, it's like, you know, we could hardly hear ourselves playing because it was so loud.
The rock band can't hear themselves because the guy next door is
jamming on the bass. And he's just wailing like heavy stuff, man, metal and whatever, you know. And it was really good. So anyways, our bass player quits. And I'm like, I got to go talk to this guy that was next door because he was heavy, man. And we need a bass player.
Sure.
So I went and...
just knocked on the door, cold call.
Yeah, I didn't get as far as the door because his dad was outside. So I talked to his dad and... because he's young. He's only 19, just fresh out of high school.
Yeah.
And so I told his he wasn't home or were sleeping or something. And I gave his dad my number. I said, you know, can you have him call me or something? Because we want to talk to him about playing bass. And anyway, it ends up he's our bass player now. But the story behind him playing that day is because he... had a bit of a hangover that morning that we started jamming.
Oh, yeah.
Sort of like he was mad. And to piss us off, he was just had his amp cranked and he was playing and, you know. And if we hadn't woke him up or, you know, whatever, right. I never would have known or never would have heard him or whatever. Right. So it all worked out perfectly in the end.
That's a great story.
It's funny.
I love how the guys get together and the stories.
He's pissed. He's like, he said he was like got out of bed and just cranked his amp on, and that's the only reason he did it. He got up and just cranked the thing full blast, and he didn't stop through the whole time we were jamming. We stopped and he was just still wailing, and it was loud out of the house next door. And we were in a garage though with the front garage door wide open,
and this isn't a neighborhood, so like, with the neighbors.
Yeah, but he plays bass and has his friends, they jam next door. Then she let us practice there. And then next door on the other side is another a drummer lives there. So he's always banging on the drums. And I think there's somebody down the street further. That there's a lot going on that street. Should have a big block party and everybody jam.
I agree. Block parties are fun.
Block parties are fun.
Have you ever played at a block party?
I don't think so, no.
Played at a couple of them. They're tons of fun.
And straight from the newsroom floor, and the walls, and the ceiling, it's time for news from around the world, and sometimes out of this world, from Big JD and Lippo. Let's head over to the newsroom.
So, I haven't had much time to... My brother called me up yesterday, and he says, check the news out, man. It's, you know, a plane and a helicopter collided over the Hudson River. He says, on CNN. So, I okay, man, I'm going to go check it out. I go over the TV and realize I don't have any CNN. I have nothing. So I'm checking the regular channels to see if there's, you know, maybe breaking news or something like that.
Right.
There's nothing. And so I just checked it out briefly on the internet. I didn't have time at the time when I was checking it out. And they said, you know, go to a video of, you know, news or something like that. But it was just a series of pictures. It showed the helicopter and I think it showed the plane maybe, but it didn't show any collision or anything like that. It was probably random people's pictures they sent in because of, you know, these things were flying around. But so I didn't actually see anything. So what happened?
There's a lot of security.
Was there any deaths or?
Well, they're searching right now for people.
Still ongoing.
This whole thing. Pretty sure. Yeah,
it was a small plane, right?
Small plane and
a helicopter.
And a helicopter. Yeah.
Well, I think was there three people in the helicopter? I think.
You're asking.
I'm asking.
You bring up a story, you don't have the details.
Yeah, I'm asking. I don't have the details.
Well, I didn't go look for the details only because you said, I got this helicopter. Okay, so I stayed away from the helicopter.
So you're not up on current affairs. Is that what you're saying?
I can tell you what Sammy Hager was wearing last night.
Yeah, okay. And what was he wearing? He had his blonde hair. His new blonde hair.
He's had blonde hair all his life, hasn't he?
Well, I don't know. It was more brown, I think, back in the day, but it's been lighter. He's dyed it like white with Van Halen, I think. Like real blonde. But I like Sammy Hagar. He's still got a really cool voice.
And he still doesn't sound much different from the days of Montrose.
Yeah, man. Did they do any Montrose? Musta.
Bad Motor Scooter.
And Ride. Get on your Bad Motor Scooter and Ride.
So they didn't want to do any... I'll talk while you go look for the helicopter details.
Are you looking for it, did you say?
No, I'm going to tell you about...
Tell me about something. What? You got some news?
No, I was going to tell you about the thing last night that some Bad Motor Scooter, they didn't want to do any of their old band stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So they weren't going to do any Van Halen. They're not going to do any Chili Peppers, obviously. Well, Could you imagine Sammy Hagar singing the Chili Peppers tune?
And it's all cool to me, whatever he would sing, but yeah.
And they're not going to do any Joe Satriani, obviously.
There's not really any singing in most of the later stuff, maybe. But
yeah, later stuff. Joe was doing singing.
And that's all they did, though, was the one Montrose tune?
Yes.
From the back old days?
Yeah, and they did Highway Star.
Oh, nice.
Because Joe Satriani was in Deep Purple for a little bit.
Yeah, I don't think I ever knew that. Who wasn't in Deep Purple, I think, for a little bit.
Because you were in there for a little
bit. I was in there for a little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. With a couple times. I'm going back, I think.
But. So I wanted you to look for the helicopter news while I'm talking.
Oh, okay, that was the plan, was it? And where would I find said helicopter news? No, I'm just kidding. I'll go to... still got to be a top story everywhere.
I would assume so.
Boop, 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 boop. We need that music from... ding, ding, ding.
Jeopardy.
Ding, 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 or however it goes. Let's go to CNN.
Okay, I'm gonna go into another story. We'll come back to the helicopter
story. Oh, you're going to another story? Okay, yeah, sure. What do you got?
Continue on your way. North American leaders begin summit in Mexico. So a lot of people are saying that this summit in Mexico with Obama, Harper, and the Mexican Prime Minister, Felipe Calderon, this is where they start talking about forming a North American Union.
Yeah.
And the Amero and all that stuff.
Did they talk about the Amero at all? Did they mention it in the thing and everything? It's coming to pass.
Well, they're not going to say it in the media yet, I don't think. I think that's just going to come down. It's going to come down hard. But the Americans have passed this Buy American, I want to say slogan, but it's like an actual policy, Buy American. And it's part of the $787 billion stimulus bill. However, the Mexicans and Canadians United, which are the United States' two biggest trade partners, along with Japan, is also in there, I think. They're saying, we don't like this Buy American clause. It should be, we have to change it around a little bit to not hurt us so much. Mm-hmm. We want people to buy Canadian, we want people to buy Mexican, and obviously the Japanese want them to buy Japanese stuff. So trade is going to be a big topic of this North American summit they're having, but I think a lot of the attention is being drawn away from what's actually going to be resolved at this summit, because everybody's thinking that this is what's going to be the North American. They're all really going to be talking about stuff that we don't even want to know about.
They don't want us to know about. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
So we'll see what comes out of it, what the actual media, CNN and all those places say actually became of these talks between.
Yeah, but do they work for us or do they work for them?
These media three works guys, for the government. The media works for the government and the government works for the people who run the
world. Yeah, that was a joke.
The pharmacy companies and the banks, basically. And the drug dealers. And the arms people. People with all the
Speaking
money.
Speaking of arms people, can I get a hold of the arms people and see about getting a new one? Plane copter collide over the Hudson River, killing nine.
Kills nine.
A small plane collided with a sightseeing helicopter carrying Italian tourists. I say Italian, you say Italian. Over the Hudson River on Saturday, scattering debris in the water and forcing people on the New Jersey waterfront to scamper for cover. Authorities believe all nine people aboard the two aircraft were killed. And that's what I thought. Three on the helicopter, six on the plane.
Okay.
The collision, which Mayor Michael Bloomberg said was not survivable, happened just afternoon and was seen by thousands of people enjoying a crystal clear summer day from the New York and New Jersey sides of the river. Wow. And what was the plane? It doesn't really say what the plane was or anything, but maybe it must be in a low-flying plane because the helicopter wouldn't be very high.
Right. Well, the plane could have been coming in for a landing at LaGuardia there, possibly. You know what I mean?
I suppose.
And the helicopter was just scampering around. But I'm not sure what the... Like, it would be LaGuardia that would be keeping track of the air traffic around there. So something didn't...
It didn't come from LaGuardia, actually. It came from a runway, an airport that I never heard the name of before. That I heard, or I read, or something.
Okay.
I don't know if I can find that quick, but it was from a different... it wasn't from one of the big airports.
Wow. It's interesting that it happened. Like, that's a high-density area of the world, basically. One of the highest densities. And fortunately, no one else was killed on the ground.
Yeah. Yeah.
It happened right over the river, which is where the plane landed in the
recently,
wintertime.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's crazy. Well, our condolences to all the families of the people who were hurt or killed in that plane accident helicopter.
And so we move on to the topic of today's show, which is awards and prizes. Wow.
No, there's another big story, JD.
Oh, is there another big story?
Sorry. Yeah,
okay.
7.1 magnitude earthquake off the coast of Japan.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's big.
That's a big one. The quake was felt across Honshu Island, especially in its central northern regions, including Tokyo, at 7:56 p.m. That would be last night. The quake rocked the buildings in the Japanese capital, but no damage was reported. Some local trains experienced slight delays. The Japanese agency estimated the quake's magnitude of 6.9 and at a depth of 340 kilometers under the Pacific Ocean. Oh, so it's pretty... That's way down there, eh?
Mm-hmm.
How many kilometers down can you go? A bunch, I have to think. Okay. Anyway, so yeah, earthquake in Japan. Now we can move on to today's topic.
And today's topic is awards and prizes.
Yes. Sorry to stop the flow, the ebb.
So what did you have in mind when you picked this topic? Let's talk about awards and prizes. Have you won any awards, any prizes lately?
I won... $79 in the lottery.
Did you?
On Friday, yes.
Sweet. You won the lottery. No wonder you haven't been working for 4 weeks.
I won the lottery. Yeah, I went to Becker's. I had two tickets. I wanted to buy one for Friday night's lottery. Super 7.
Why is 79? That's an odd number. And would you get a certain amount of numbers and you get a certain amount of money? Like, how does that work?
I think
79 is an odd number.
Well, they have a pot.
Okay.
The person who wins, who got matches all the number, gets a specific amount.
Okay.
I feel the same way, brother. And then, you know, if you have three numbers, you know, the three number amount is there and how many people pick those numbers.
Right, okay. So it's split up, yeah. So yeah. It comes out to 79. Oh, that's cool. Yeah. Did you do anything special with it?
Yeah, I went to Bachman Cummings and bought beer and nachos for my family. Took my family to the show.
Cool.
Yeah, it was cool. So, yeah, I didn't do anything special. And I didn't, then we went to the show last night, I didn't bring any American cash with us last night.
No? Why don't you stop at the border and get it?
Because I can get cash far less expensive through my dad.
Well, yeah, but you probably spent Canadian? Could you spend Canadian over there? What'd you do? When you went across? You
used plastic.
Okay, right. You shopping you're talking about.
Yeah.
Well, you don't... Do you bring cash when you go shop too, usually? Just because you get it at par or however you get it, cheap or whatever?
Right. And...
That's a better idea.
For gas and stuff like
right,
that.
Right, right, yeah.
Incidentals, basically. So
he won something, and it's it wasn't an award or a prize. So
it's a prize.
Sorry, it doesn't count.
It's a prize.
Okay, moving on to the next caller. It was a surprise, but it was a lottery. That's pretty cool, and that should have been, of course, included in with everything else too. Winning anything,
winning
in general is something.
Yes,
when you win first place, maybe you don't get anything for it, but you won first place. You know what I mean? So
yeah,
it's kind of neat.
What I want to do is make the distinction between an award.
And a prize?
And a prize.
Okay, make that distinction.
As a verb, an award is to give as due or merited, assign or bestow to award prizes. That's
like awarding somebody.
Yes.
I'm going to award you.
That's the verb.
Yeah.
The noun of an award is something awarded as a payment or a medal.
And that would be the piece of paper, the certificate, you don't call it a certificate. What's the other name for when you get an award? It's not a certificate. It's a...
You want the
you
name?
Win, when you get, you know what I mean? Yeah, what is that called?
An award.
Yeah? No. I thought there was another name for like the certificate that you get if you, you know.
Yeah, I know. I don't
think there's another name.
There might be another word for that. Whereas the noun for a prize is a reward.
A reward. Nice, yes.
For victory or superiority or as in a contest or a competition.
And what is the verb for a prize?
Having won a prize, worthy of a prize, given or awarded as a prize.
Or surprised. Now, surprised. Does a trophy wife count anywhere in here?
That's your prize.
Okay.
Trophy
possession.
Wife. That's a
prize. Possession.
A trophy
and
would
possession
be,
is 9 points of the law.
You would think of trophy as an award, wouldn't you?
An award, yes.
Yes.
You're given something, or is it a prize?
I think a prize is more like something that you
that's
can,
like you something you didn't almost didn't like not didn't expect, but a well, a trophy is a reward for something. No, a prize.
I think of a prize as something that you can actually do something with after, like you. It's
yeah. They have a different sense when you think of them.
And I'm trying to say it, put it into words.
What have you won any? Did you win any ribbons? Maybe through school or
ribbons. There's a nice prize.
Trophies, ooh. Anything like that? Certificate of some kind. Did you get a certificate for? See, it's not a certificate. It's
no.
There's another name I think I can't think of, and you get a. Maybe I'm thinking of award, but did you do track and field or anything in school?
Only on track and field day. And then you got ribbons.
Did you get ribbons?
Oh, of course
you used to get ribbons. Yeah,
yeah. It was mostly sixth place.
What about awards? That's awards is an easier thing because it's not doesn't necessarily mean something physical. You get an award for an achievement or
an
something.
Achievement?
Like that.
Yes, exactly.
So,
no, there was no awards in my life.
Oh, there must be something.
Okay,
golfing. Did you get anything golfing? World's worst golfer award or anything?
Well, I won the last bogey golf tour.
Oh, there you go.
But
what would you get? What happened with that?
$100.
Well, there you go. You won a tournament.
Yes, that's a prize.
And how's the golf been going, actually? I've been meaning to ask you.
Great.
Because you're looking forward to the improvement.
Well, yeah, I've improved quite a bit this summer.
That's good. Well, yeah. You've probably been golfing with some good golfers, too, huh?
Yes. Yeah. There's a couple guys in particular that are extremely good golfers.
Now you start going out with really bad golfers, and you're the man.
Oh, yeah. The guy I golfed with on Thursday was... At first, it's interesting. Like you golf with somebody, and you know, and you kind of play off each other. You know, you golf good, and he golfs good. But then he just lost it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was like in the hundreds.
Mm-hmm.
Like it was.
Oh, he's too old to golf then.
No, that's how many strokes he took.
Oh, okay.
He was too old to golf. He's a Chrysler guy. Drives truck for Chrysler Transportation.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Bob Finef. Hey, Bob. I know you're listening out there.
Hey, Bob.
What about you, Big JD?
I've won a lot of awards and stuff. I had trophies for something, and I can't remember what they were when I was a kid, but probably school-related stuff. And I was hoping that I had some of my awards, But I think they're on one of my external drives, and I can't seem to find them in here with my resume stuff and that, you know?
Resume stuff? What are you talking
about?
There's
one other place to look here.
Oh, okay. You put your awards in your resume.
Well, I have it all scanned and everything, so I thought I had them with, like, my resume stuff, you know what I mean? Because some of them you can use for that. Like, I've got some of them aren't necessarily, what would you call them? Not necessarily awards, but... like for personal training certificates,
diplomas.
Things like that. Yeah, and diplomas, I guess. I've got safety patrol awards from grade school.
Nice.
I've got bicycle safety awards. I've got, and I'm not sure what all I did to receive all the awards, I guess, but something related to it.
Your dad probably went up to him and said, or else.
Yeah, yeah. what else did I have? A lot of certificates for courses I've taken and stuff like that, but that wouldn't count as really a prize or an award. And
no,
trying to think of what other awards I was awarded with.
Did your band ever go into a battle of the bands?
Yeah, we've been in battle of the bands. Did we ever win a battle of the bands? We've been in some battles where they'll let us play because we're too professional to compete. So, you know, local stuff, and we did them. Actually, we won one in LaSalle one time. That was as a four-piece. And the name of the band at the time, Savage.
You guys were called Savage?
It was just a pre-Wicked Angel thing. It was a transition from Blizzard to Savage to Wicked Angel. And as Savage. And I still have the papers. And not that long ago when I scanned everything, I had that and scanned them. But that won't be on this computer. But yeah, we won a battle of the bands. That's, I think, all. We got a... Well, that wasn't an award either. Well, certificate, I guess we would call it. And that was for doing a show for the Muscular Dystrophy Association.
Right.
So I don't know if it's, would you classify that as an award?
That is just a
certificate.
Token.
A token, yeah. Token of appreciation.
Whereas now, if you want to do a free gig, what they'll do is they'll write you a receipt for your income tax.
Oh, yeah.
We're not going to actually give you any money for playing, but we'll give you a receipt for.
Yeah. Well, we just got to. A certificate. That was pretty cool.
Hope the tax man isn't listening to the show.
Prizes. What do you call your, that's awards. Is that an award when you get something for your 10, 15 years at work? What's that called?
That's an award.
Okay. So yeah. We've gotten awards there.
Yes, we have.
Mm-hmm.
They're still giving those out, but they're much less. They're just a pin now. You don't get to choose anything.
Mm-hmm.
Used to get like golf clubs.
Nice prizes,
yeah, they had some nice stuff.
Yeah. I got, what did I get? I got a nice set of FSR radios. FRS.
What is that?
FRS, I think they are. Family Radio Systems, I think they called them. Two-way walkie, you know.
Oh, right.
Little walkie-talkies you can use. Or,
right. Do you still have those?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. I like using them when we go to like Detroit and stuff, especially if we go to somewhere like... Great Lakes Crossing or something, because we can separate and I can still, you know, talk to her.
That's a great idea.
And even now with the iPhone, because you can't use it, they have no calling network anymore in Detroit and all that stuff. We don't have that anymore.
I know. So you pay for everything.
Yeah, yeah. Roaming and whatever.
As soon as you get in the tunnel. Boom.
Data. You get charged extra for data too.
Oh, big time.
Yeah. So you can't do anything with this outside of their calling area.
Right.
Really.
The cell phone
unless
companies.
You find a free Wi-Fi place.
Exactly.
And even those, I find a lot of them, you can't join them. I mean, you can join them, but you can't do anything on it. Can't use the surf the Safari web browser, or you can't email. You can't use Facebook. And I found sometimes I could view my Facebook, it'll update, but I can't send anything out, like update or, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what
you
mean.
I don't know what it is that blocks that. And it's specifically for the device, probably. I'm assuming if you use a computer, you might be able to get on. I'm not sure, though. But yeah, you can connect because it's an open Wi-Fi.
Yep.
And some of them even say free public Wi-Fi,
yep.
But then you can't do anything on it.
Yep.
That's weird.
I've come across that myself.
I wonder why that is, though. They should all just be open. Everybody should open everything. Just protect your computer with whatever you got to do and then open up your... Well, yours is open probably anyway, isn't it? Anymore? Didn't you say it was or no?
Here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Oh, okay. No wonder I got on without a password.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Everybody should open their network up. I think they should... Don't even worry about your... Yeah, protect your computer.
Exactly. Right. Just turn off your sharing or whatever it is and so people can't get in anything.
I feel your pain there, buddy. I'm in the same way.
Just like crazy pain constantly.
We're all stretching our necks and moving our arms. It's like a calisthenic class here at the Jabbercast Studios.
West. East.
Well, this is the Jabbercast Studios. I thought we already...
It is, yeah.
And then your place is the Easy Mac Podcast Studio. Which we got to do one. I should have went to your house this week sometime, but I...
When do you go back to work? Tomorrow?
Tuesday.
Okay.
I got the day off tomorrow because I'm...
Golfing
in the Bogey Golf Tour.
Of course
thing.
He is.
Yes. What's more important? I got to make golf. Some money tomorrow. I got to win because I'm losing money by not going to work. I'd hate that. If there's one thing I hate is pulling earphones out of my ear.
Punk. It's bad enough. These ones are the ones that hook on, too, so it pulls at them, and they're already pulling
on. Oh, you're bleeding.
Yeah.
Your ear is on the ground.
Your rear is on the ground.
Jeff Van Gogh.
And we're going to go to Sunday Morning Music Mayhem.
Sunday Morning Music Mayhem, a weekly tune that we think you'll dig. Brought to you by Big JD's Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show at BigJD.com and by the Border City Radio Podcast at BorderCityRadio.com.
And when can we expect another Border City Radio Podcast?
When do you want one?
With these 4 weeks that you've had off.
When do you want one?
4 weeks ago.
Oh, then I'm late. By the time you get home, I'll have one up for you.
Yeah, okay. Wicked Angel, the CD's out. You can go to cdnrecords.com and purchase the CD from there locally at Dr. Disc Records.
Sweet.
And coming soon to Amazon.com, iTunes, and other fine online retailers. It's out and it's available.
I got an actual hard copy this morning.
He does.
Signed and everything from CDN Records. It's the Wicked Angel, the remastered collection. MMIX.
It's the M mix.
So that's the year? Is that?
That's 2009 in Roman numerals.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
And what is the connection? I'm not sure I understand.
It's just new. It's now. 2009. It's the remastered collection 2009.
Oh, okay.
Basically.
I gotcha.
But Roman numerals look cool.
Yes, they do.
So rather than put a big 2009 on there, there's the M mix.
Did you do the artwork?
I did everything for you. And there's a booklet in there. There's information. There's a bio. There's pictures. There's everything.
There's everything.
Everything's in there, yeah.
Wow.
Everything but the lyrics. Didn't bother with them.
Do you have the publishing rights to your lyrics?
Yeah, publishing rights to everything. Copyrights, publishing rights, whatever.
There's a new world rising coming up out of the old. We're making waves, bringing change, and breaking out of the mold. Nice.
That's from the...
new song.
New song. New yes. World Rising.
And that is a great tune. It kicks. But speaking of songs, this is Sunday Morning Music Mayhem. And we are recording live Sunday morning. And you can hear us streaming. Oh, no, you can't. What's going on with WKBR?
We're on WKBR.ca, but we're not right now because the station's down. So
well,
you
how
just
long
get the podcast
down?
Right now. I don't know.
Realistically, is it going to come back?
I'm assuming so because, you know, it happened before, too. But I don't know what's taking the time now, really, unless, you know, I mean, she may be still in mourning and dealing with other things. But
well, it's morning everywhere.
What else would we do? Go back to Ustream, I guess?
That's an option. Yeah. I mean, there could be lots of other options. I'm just saying, we might as well stream if we can stream free.
I know that you can stream free with using Shoutcast like this. See, she buys time from somebody.
Right.
From a middleman.
Yeah.
But you can do it for free, but you have to use a terminal and set it all up, and it looks like it's pretty complicated.
You want me to do it?
If you want to do it, figure it out. Go to Shoutcast.com.
Yeah.
Download the whatever you need, and it tells you what to do, basically.
All right, I'll check it out.
Check it out.
Remind me again at the end of the show.
Yeah.
So, streaming
free. I can send you the file. I think I have it on here.
All right. Stream free.
So, yeah, we'll try and get up and streaming again for hopefully next weekend.
Yeah.
If worse comes to worse. Well, we can do Ustream next weekend anyway. So
yeah.
I'll post something on the website, show notes. No, but I'll post if we're going to be up. So somebody, you can check out the website. It's www.thejabbercast.com. And as well, we have a list of our upcoming topics and everything on there for you. So
right. If you have a topic for us, let us know.
We'll mention more about the webpage and contact later. So
all right.
What do you got lined up?
This week's show is a song called it's Midway. It's called Midway. And it's the place in a carnival or a fair.
Oh, a midway, yeah.
Midway, where you go play games and ride stuff, but you can play games and win prizes.
Mm-hmm.
So
it fits in with today's theme.
Fits in today's theme of prizes, yes. And it's Midway from the band The Famous, which is, they're out of San Francisco, and they had an album in 2007 called light, sweet, crude, and this is called Midway.
I'm gonna die unless I get to see the world's smallest horse. I'd do anything for a rattlesnake or a ZZ Top keychain. He can stand on the other side of the plywood counter with all the advantages. Hey, that's okay. It's not magic, it's just a fooling. That Def Leppard mirror is just a ring toss away. Fell off a ride on the Midway. Fell off a ride on the Midway. Before 10 o'clock, I will wash my face. I'll never do my homework again. You call this a fair part? Well, it's not so fair to me. I was in Lost. I met you at the Boots just like you said to do. Big Texas, like what? 7 stories tall. What did you expect? Fell off a ride on the Midway. Fell off a ride on the Midway. Oh, I nearly died on the Midway. Snake or a ZZ Top keychain.
Okay, there's Midway from
The Famous. And they're coming out with a new CD sometime. These guys are like my new favorite band a couple years ago, and I was kind of with it. And they said, we're in the studio, we're making a CD. And I've yet to hear it. And they were the music for Mac OS Ken, the music behind it. But he has since moved on. He has a weekend show, Day 6, it's called. He still uses The Famous on there as well.
And the song reminds me a little bit of the 88, which I want to make sure maybe we play the 88 song. Can we do that on the Easy Mac podcast? Next Easy Mac show, we'll have Jeff and Mike play that.
Sounds good. Do you have the song?
No, but I can get it. Or we can get it.
Anybody can get it.
Okay. Get it easy, huh?
Anybody can get it. It's on iTunes.
Yeah.
Love is the...
Yeah, I'll buy it from there and we'll play it.
Exactly. Here we go.
So tell me about the Backdoor Men, music-related thing.
Backdoor Slam.
Yeah, yeah. Slam the back door, baby.
Yeah, so I went and saw Government Mule. I forget how long ago, but they had this band there called Backdoor Slam. And they were really good, and I remember taking somebody to the show, and they liked the band so much that they went out and bought their music, and I remember going to visit this friend of mine.
And you can't remember who that is, but you remember all this about them and that they liked it? And that's funny.
Because I want to say it was Francis, but then I'm thinking, was it Francis?
Okay.
Could have been. But the reason I think it wasn't Francis is because I don't think I remember taking Francis to...
Government Mule.
Government Mule.
Okay.
Anyway.
Government Mule.
So last night we go to the Chicken Foot show.
Mm-hmm.
And, first thing you see is the merch table.
Yep.
And I see, and they have a monitor in the lobby of the band that's playing inside. Mm-hmm. You can hear them just through the building. And I look up at the merch and I see it's Davey Knowles. That's all I could see. He had a t-shirt and he had some CDs.
Like, name sounds familiar.
I look up and I go, okay. I never heard of this guy. You know, I'm going to get a drink now, and I never even thought nothing about it. We go in, and it's like their second or third last song. And I see underneath, it says, and Backdoor Slam.
Okay.
Davey Knowles and the Backdoor Slam.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow. What's up with that? But in it, it's the same dude fronting the band. And so it kind of reminded me of the whole Temptations things when David Ruffin wanted to come in and say, we're not the Temptations anymore. We're David Ruffin and the Temptations, like Smokey Robinson.
I did
and
that
the Miracles.
Too. Jeff Oppen and Wicked Angel.
Did you do that?
Yeah. We actually released something and it was like a store-bought thing.
Tell me, what's the advantage doing something like that?
The advantage?
Yeah. Marketing-wise or personally?
For me, it was it was the end of Wicked Angel at that time, and I didn't know if it was going to continue. And it, for me, it was being used as a stepping stone, Jeff Oppen and Wicked Angel, and then switching to, I was just going to do my own thing.
Okay.
That's where I was going with it.
Gotcha.
So.
All right. Where's this Davey Knowles guy? He is the band. He takes on the personality of the band. The band is super duper tight, and the songs are awesome. They rock. It's great stuff. But he's got this voice that is just, it's so mature sounding.
Where's he from? Do you know?
I'm going to say he's English.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, he has English. It sounds like...
Especially with a name like Davey.
Davey Knowles.
Hello, yeah. Davey.
So, yes, I was just very surprised that it turned into that. It just totally reminded me of a movie that I just watched, the Temptations movie, like last week or something. It's the history of the whole thing. It was this exact same thing. I'm like, is his head so big that... All right, we're not Backdoor Slam anymore. We're Davey Knowles and Backdoor Slam.
Well, there's probably a reason behind it. Sometimes there is. Sometimes it's legalities.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. There's probably a dozen different reasons why you would do something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I like the name, Backdoor Slam.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great name.
It's a cool name, yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, so I digress.
I like the name Baling Hay. Baling Hay for a band.
As opposed to the guy who sang for...
As opposed to not naming a Baling Hay.
As opposed to the guys who sang in the band Working Men. Was it Working Men? The Australian band.
Working Men?
Men with... Men
without
at work.
Hats?
Men at work.
Men at work. Men without hats.
And his name was
a band too, isn't it?
Yes. Colin Hay.
Okay.
Do you remember Colin Hay?
No, I don't. Was never really into that. I don't think so.
You were never into Men at Work?
No.
With a Vegemite sandwich?
I was into Real Men at Work, but not the band. I just want to mention, too, while we're all at it here.
You're
Big
at
JD's
it, I'm
Big
not.
30. The final show's up. Show number 10.
Final show for what?
The final show of the season.
Oh, the
finally
season.
Went up because it was late.
I thought you were saying it's the final show.
It may be the final show. Go to bigjd.com/Big30 and check out show number 10. The interview was with Lori Lefave, and she's a registered massage therapist. It was a good interview.
I could really use one.
Played some Canned Heat, Sore Back Blues.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's perfect.
Live Canned Heat and a little bit of Jeff and Lana on the Jeff and Lana Show. So you can check all that stuff out. And we'll be back, I guess, with some more awards and prizes for everyone.
You're listening to The Jabbercast with Big JD and Lipple. Visit thejabbercast.com.
And there's been a change in plans.
Tech Talk with Big JD and Lipo, keeping you up to date with innovation, technology, gadgets, and more. Computers, TV, radio, and string and cans. We cover it all.
Yeah, that's right. Is it?
So today on Tech Talk, we wanted to talk a little bit about the Sonoma 4-track recorder. Is that what we wanted to do?
That's what I want to do.
Yeah.
Because
I think Jeff and Mike will get in a... more in-depth on that recording app on the Easy Mac podcast, next Easy Mac show.
Right, because as I recall listening to the last show, I was skeptical that you could actually do a 4-track recording on an iPhone.
Oh, yeah, and it works good. It's nice, clean, clear, 16K, 44.1 kilohertz, simple, easy to use. And
it's simple and easy to use.
Very simple. It's as simple as just one click to record on the track. When you're done, it enables the next track ready to record. It's there's not many features to it, really. It's it's basic. You know what I mean? You
right.
record on the four tracks, but there's a metronome. There's small bounce capabilities. You can bounce to it to two tracks to record on the other two, or you can bounce the two tracks to two tracks of a new recording. You know what
Say
I mean?
That again, leave no. your,
you can take all four tracks and bounce them to two so that you can record on the other two and then probably bounce all that to, you know what I mean? Continuously.
Yeah.
Or you can, this is the second choice, is that you can bounce your four tracks to two tracks of a brand new file.
Oh, okay.
So leave that recording intact the way it is, whatever, right. and start a new project with the other two tracks. So, and the neat thing about that even is that you can probably use more than one file. And when it downloads on the computer, you can drag, you know, 20 tracks into a recording program, because you can't, like, there's no mixing capabilities and editing capabilities. Really. I mean, mixing to some degree, you can pan, you know, and volume. And that's really all you get. There's no effects really or anything like that. And I recorded everything right into the microphone on the phone itself. You have to have headphones in. Nothing plays out the phone
right.
itself, which that would be neat. I think if they could if you could just listen to it that way, but they don't have you do that because you got to record in. So you can't hear the sound. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you got to use headphones to do whatever you're doing. But you can use the mic on the actual phone. If you use their free RiffWorks, software on the computer, you can download that free for Mac or PC. You can import this stuff directly and it will save whatever your setup is on your tracks. You know, if you had it panned or anything, it'll come in there, the four tracks, and be set up the same way.
Okay,
or you can just download these onto your computer, the four tracks, drag them into GarageBand, say, and then edit and whatever you had to
so
do.
So in RiffWorks, what can you do?
In RiffWorks is pretty much a full-featured program, and it comes with Amplitube Fender LE or just Amplitube LE or something for guitar, and the BVC or whatever that new, there's a new plugin for guitar that's supposed to be half decent, and it comes with that too, I think. And then you have some effects and whatever. It's a multi-track recording program. It's about 100 and some megabytes big, and you can download that, and it's free. They're free version. And also has some drums tracks and stuff like that, so that you can use in your
wow.
you know.
Cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool for a free program for recording. And it automatically will bring your songs in that way through Wi-Fi. You have to connect to using your web browser style,
yep.
you know?
Yep.
And you just connect to the IP and it shows up on the phone, such and such wants to connect to your computer. And then, yeah, and then in your browser, it shows the four tracks so you can download them individually or download them to RiffWorks or whatever.
Nice.
So it's pretty neat and it's very simple. You just enable the first track. The first track will be like enabled for recording, or you just touch the button to enable it. And as soon as you start recording on it, when you're done, it'll enable track two. Or you can record, you know, just disable and enable one again to record over it.
Yeah.
And you can also move a slider and start recording from wherever you want. So say your second
right.
verse wasn't good, you can start recording just before a second, you know,
right.
like, almost like a punch in kind of thing. Basically, it is.
That would be a punch in type thing. Or
yeah.
you're just starting an instrument farther up in the song. You don't
yeah.
have to listen to the...
Yeah, it's not Stop auto before. Punch, but it's a punch.
Right.
So, but it's very cool. It's $9.99 at the iTunes App Store.
Crazy. $9.99.
Yeah, where was this stuff in the 80s when I was in Wicked Angel, man? I'd be like
you'd be lost in the
I'd be lost in the rest of the big bands that made it to fortune and fame.
Maybe.
Well, yeah. Who's to say that? But I mean, if you had these resources, you know what I mean? And now the problem is, though, that everybody has these resources and it's just as difficult to get anywhere. So I guess that's not really the, you know
what
I mean?
That's something you'd get lost in the whole
But if just,
thing.
Just I had this back
yeah,
then.
Exactly.
If the internet was around and, you know what I mean? Could send stuff out, email record companies and whatever, but.
Like just Wi-Fi alone. Something that you take so for granted.
Now, yeah.
Wi-Fi in your house, just being able to. Mm-hmm. Go from one computer to the next. I'm not saying go out onto the internet. I'm saying just Wi-Fi in your house. Like, we can connect these two computers. I can give you something just like nothing.
Very
we just
cool.
take all that for granted. It's kind of funny. So that's 4-track from Sonoma Soundworks, is it? Or Sonoma Works?
I think Sonoma Soundworks. I'm not sure.
Well, you got to tell the people the right thing.
Well, you just go to search 4-track at the iTunes store. Sure. So there you go.
That'll work. It's Sonoma Wireworks.
Wireworks. There you go. And that's our jabber quote for this week.
I'm having an issue here with my thing in my bobby. Okay.
Yes, he is. Yeah. So, in looking for an award quote of some kind, which is obviously brought to us by
Steve and Larry, fine purveyors of your trophy needs. You got a baseball team, you got a soccer team, you need some trophies for the kiddies. Just go to Steve and Larry and they'll sell you some fine used trophies. Corner of Wabash and Strain, beautiful Burbank, California.
From Mother Teresa, in the name of the hungry, of the naked, of the crippled, of the homeless, of the blind, in their name, I accept the award.
She got the Nobel Prize for something, I'm assuming.
So these are like bad things. Hungry and crippled and homeless, blind and naked. What's so bad about naked?
Well, it's cold out, man, and you need some clothes. You crazy man.
That's from Mother Teresa, and
I have a list of all of the Nobel Peace Prize people here.
And another one I want to get in quick, though, is from Jack Benny. I don't deserve this award, but I have arthritis, and I don't deserve that either. So I guess he'll accept it. So I don't know. Those are some corny awards. What do you got for the Nobel Prize winners?
That was 1979. Mother Teresa won the Nobel Peace Prize.
Okay.
I was just looking at all the prizes.
That's only from 79?
She just won the 1979. Oh, okay. Every year that they've ever had
somebody, yeah.
They give prizes in chemistry. I'm just kind of curious. Chemistry and then peace. I don't get the... It's because it's chemistry, economics, literature, medicine, and physics.
What about podcasting? You get a Nobel Prize for podcasting?
Exactly.
What do we get?
So I'm saying Nobel should be... There should be some kind of...
I think there should be somewhere where people can nominate Big JD and Lippo and the Jabbercast for some type of an award.
Well, there is...
We deserve an award.
There is podcasting awards. And the podcasts that win the awards, I have to admit, are probably, you know... I won't say better, but they're more like a TV show, a radio show. We're talk radio guys.
Right.
I don't know that if there was a...
What are they, video podcasts or award winners?
No, there's audio. I'm saying we could probably win. If there was a special section for talk radio podcasts, we'd be right up there.
Oh, are they something specific usually, these shows? Or
no, I'm thinking of like Twit and Buzz Out Loud and, you know, podcasts that have some kind of money behind them.
People must be nice.
Who work for them. There's people behind the scenes doing work for the people.
We want money. There should be somewhere where we can get some money.
I just won $79. How much more money do I need?
Well, something that is put behind the podcast.
Exactly. I agree. I think just a little cash infusion into this podcast.
Although I have an idea, and I'll talk to you about that off
air. Of course, you don't want everybody to know about it.
Remind me about that, because I want to tell you about that off air. So, anyway, that's pretty much everything for the show. I thought we were going to come back and have some time for more awards and prizes. And so, yeah, what's going on next week?
Raw foods. Now, that's...
Explain.
What does it mean?
Yeah.
Raw foods. What exactly are raw foods? No. What exactly is a raw foods diet?
Okay.
We'll learn you on the show today. You won't want to miss this one. It's all about your health.
Mm-hmm.
Really.
Raw foods. Raw food diet. That's eating raw food.
Right.
Raw meat. Raw fish. No.
That's what
we used. It's fruit and vegetables.
It's what we used to eat before we invented or discovered fire.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Sure. It's all fruits and vegetables, though.
No... Fish.
Nothing else, really.
We had sushi last night.
A real raw food diet, no.
Went to Fish Bones last night before the show.
Yep. Oh,
we pigged out on sushi. It was so good. But anyway, that's raw foods, too.
Well, it is
the rice, raw food. The rice was cooked, sorry.
Ah, there you go.
What was that? I didn't even get a splash on the cymbal. Thank you.
There you go.
Drummer's drunk.
Oh, I wanted to get in during the Tech Talk thing and never put it in was the my little acoustic test of the Sonoma thing, and we got just a second for it. Here it is.
Yep. Sounds great.
There you go.
How far away was the iPhone from your guitar?
About as far as I am from my iPhone now, so maybe a foot or something.
And did you sing into it? Like, did you hold it in front of you like this?
When I actually did the vocals, I did hold it up, and I probably had it about around a foot away again and sang. So
sounds great.
Yeah, it kind of sounds really good.
So is there like gain control on there as well?
Just a volume control, but not really a gain or anything.
It's not like a level input.
No, which there's no line or
okay
different setting or anything like that, because you don't really, you know.
So what's the volume? I'm not sure I understand the diff.
Well, the volume in relation to another track.
Oh, just it's a relationship.
And
volume.
You have your overall volume probably for listening, and that's right. You know what I mean? So,
gotcha.
So as far as a control or anything, there's something at the top of each thing, and I can't tell what that is. If it's a limiting, because it seems to be a little bit limited. I mean, it wasn't going over. Maybe if I went closer, it might have some built-in limiting thing so that it doesn't really go into the red.
Nice.
But I have to check it out further. It was just a down and dirty check. But anyway, that's four tracks recorded with the Sonoma four-track
recorder. Wireworks.
Sonoma Wireworks.
Yeah.
Four-track recorder for iPhone and iPod Touch. So anyway, that does it for this week, and we'll see everybody next week.
Thanks for listening.
It's the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. You can visit us on the web at thejabbercast.com. You can email Big JD at thejabbercast.com or Lippo at thejabbercast.com. As well, you can get involved with the shows by sending text emails and audio emails to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.